Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. It is noon. I'm David Bukowski, the host of Everything Irish. You're just in time for the fourth episode of the semester. We've got traditional in the first half and rock and punk Irish music in the second half. To start you off, we've got an old Shaker hymn covered by the Irish Rovers.
I danced on the morning when the world began. I danced in the moon and the stars and the sun. I came out of heaven and I danced on the earth. In Bethlehem I had my birth.
Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, and He will lead you all wherever you may be. And I'll lead you all in the dance, and He.
I danced for the scribes and the Pharisees. They would not dance and they wouldn't follow me. I danced for the fishermen, James and John. They came with me and the dance went on.
Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance and the key. And I'll lead you all wherever you may be. And I'll lead you all in the dance and the key.
I danced on a Sabbath and I cured the lame. The holy people thought it was a shame. They cut me, they stripped me and they hung me high. And left me there on a cross to die.
Wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance and the key. And I lead you all wherever you may be. And I lead you all in the dance and the key.
I danced on a Friday when the sky turned black. It's hard to dance with the devil on your back. They buried my body, but I'm gone. I am the dance and I still go on.
Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance and the key.
Down, but I lived up high. I am the light that will never, never die. I live in you and you live in me. I am the Lord of the dance in the heat.
Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance in the heat. And I lead you all wherever you may be. And I lead you all in the dance in the heat. Dance, dance, wherever you may be.
That was Lord of the Dance by the Irish Rovers. Next, we've got a set of four polkas. Thank you. That was a set of four polkas performed by Pete Huttlinger. That was the Bally Desmond, Egan's, Dennis Murphy's, and John Ryan's. If you'd like to see the set list, it's available at the end of the hour on WJRH.org. Next up, we've got our first historical song of the day, the Catalpa. To keep it short, it's a story about one Irishman who had six friends locked up in Australia, so he bought a boat in Massachusetts, sailed down to Australia, and freedom. It's a great book. Their story.
Oh, come all you gallant Irishmen, and the story I'll relate. I'll tell to you of the Fenian men who from the foe escaped, though bound with sacks and chains in a dark Australian jail. They struck a blow for freedom and for New York town set sail on the 17th of April in the year of 83. The gallant bark Catalpa from Fremantle town did flee. She showed the green above the red as she calmly made her way, prepared to take those Fenian men to safety or to say.
Here's to the ship Catalpa and the boys of Uncle Sam, and to all the Irishmen afloat and the Fenians to a man. Here's to Captain Anthony, bold Breslin and his crew, when challenged by the Emperor's might, the stars and stripes he flew.
Then Breslin and brave Desmond and Catalpa taut and trim, when fast approaching them they saw a vision dark and dim. It was the gunboat Georgette, and on their deck there stood 100 hired assassins to shed the patriot blood. My ship is sailing peacefully beneath the flag of stars. It's manned by Irish hearts of oak and manly Yankee tars. And that dear emblem to the fore, so plain for to be seen, is the banner to protect and mine old Ireland's flag of green.
Here's to the ship Catalpa and the boys of Uncle Sam, and to all the Irish men afloat and the Fenians to a man. Here's to Captain Anthony, bold Breslin and his crew, when challenged by the Emperor's might, the stars and stripes he flew.
But years have passed and gone since the day in New York Bay. All sorts of floats and ships and boats were there, hip, hooray. They say that 80,000 men about the rescue knew. Not a word was spoken, it was some joke on Jumbo's Navy too. Then here's the Captain Anthony, who well he's landed free. He dared the English Navy men to fight him on the sea. To John the boy, his name held high and all friends to be seen. The flag for which our heroes fought was Ireland's flag of green.
Here's to the ship Catalpa and the boys of Uncle Sam, and to all the Irish men afloat and the Fenians to a man. Here's to Captain Anthony, bold Breslin and his crew, when challenged by the Emperor's might, the stars and stripes she flew. Here's to the ship Catalpa and the boys of Uncle Sam, and to all the Irish men afloat and the Fenians to a man. Here's to Captain Anthony, bold Breslin and his crew, when challenged by the Emperor's might, the stars and stripes she flew.
That's Catalpa by the Wolftones. Great story. If you have 5 minutes, look up the Catalpa on Wikipedia. Next up, we've got another historical song. This one was banned by Margaret Thatcher, so you know it's going to be good. It's actually two songs performed by the Pogues. The first is a lament about the Troubles, and the second one is about the unjust convictions of innocent Irish Catholics.
Oh, farewell the streets of sorrow, and farewell you streets of pain. I'll not return to feel more sorrow, not to see more young men slain. Through the last 6 years I've lived through terror, and in the darkened streets the pain. Oh, how I love to find some solace. In my mind I curse the strain. So farewell, you streets of sorrow. And farewell, you streets of pain. No, I'll not return to feel more sorrow, nor to see more young men slain.
That was the Pogues with Streets of Sorrow and Birmingham 6. Next up, we've got two instrumental pieces by Alton and Sharon Shannon. Thank you. Those two songs you just heard. First was The Dispute at the Crossroads, Columbia's Ward, and Siyun's Real. That's a medley by Alton. The second song you just heard was Gaffa's Ball by Sharon Shannon. Up next, we've got a pair of historical songs about the same event. The San Patricio Battalion was a group of Irish Americans that were mistreated by the American Army, so they deserted to fight for the Mexicans in the Mexican-American War. Enjoy.
He sailed away to America when the country was much younger. The place was strange and work was scarce, and all he knew was farming. So he followed his other Irish friends to a job in the U.S. Army. The adventure calls, some men run, this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, some get drunk on glory. They marched down Texas way to the banks of the Rio Grande. They built a fort on the banks above to Tonto Santa Ana. They were treated bad, paid worse, and then the fighting started. The more they fought, the less they thought of the damned old U.S. Army. Adventure calls, some men run, this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, some get drunk on glory. When the church bells rang on Sunday morning, it set their soul a shiver. He saw the senoritas washing their hair on the far side of the river. John Riley and 200 more Irish mercenaries cast their lot, right or not, south of the Rio Grande. Adventure calls, some men run, this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, some get drunk on glory. Till the Yankee soldiers beat them down at the Battle of Churubusco. Then 15 men were hot like mules, and their cheeks were hot iron branded. Made to dig the graves of 50 more who a hanging fate were handed. The adventure calls, some men run, this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, some get drunk on glory. John Riley stands and drinks alone at the bar in Veracruz. He wonders if it matters much if you win or if you lose. I am a man who can't go home, I'm a vagabond, says he. I'm a victim of some wanderlust and divided loyalty. Adventure calls, some men run, this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, some get drunk on glory. Adventure calls, some men run, this is their sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum, and some get drunk on glory.
Galway, when the hunger was clawing at me, looking for redemption, respect and regard. All I got was new masters and a kick up the arse. They beat me and robbed me on the streets of New York, when all that I wanted was not a day's worth saying. Get up now, Patty, you're an ignorant sort, far worse than a beast you want to watch your toe. Left in my church, they called me a papist and many things worse. I soaked up their insults and I swore revenge. Sent them no nothing bastards straight back to hell. I chunked up their army, my fortune to make, but my captain was just another nature snake. He beat me and starved me, insulted my race. But in Chama in Texas, I was ready to break. Hi-ya-la, hi-ya-ho, hey, San Patricio, so far from your homeland, green, yes, we miss you. Hi-ya-la, hi-ya-ho, hey, San Patricio, we'll never forget you, we'll always remember San Patricio Brigade. They treated me like a man. My captain held his nose, called a cavalry horse, I punched him in the mouth, and me and my compañeros and so our Mexican people, they treated us great. We danced at their weddings and sang at their wakes. We fought in the battles and wherever. We fought the invader and held him at bay at the Battle of San Angelo. But if he stayed, Santa Ana had not fled Arabasco, we'd be chasing no nothings on past Ohio. Hi-ya-la, hi-ya-ho, hey, San Patricio, so far from your homeland, between us, we miss you. When our bullets ran out and they tried us in their military court, not a word about oppression or baiting our race. My captain passed sentence, his eyes filled with hate. To death on the gallows, we would not bend our knees. So they murdered us far from Galway's green fields. We fought for liberty, defense of our creed. So to hell with no nothings, their kid can't see. Hi-ya-la, hi-ya-ho, hey, San Patricio, so far from your homeland, Carinas, we miss you. Hi-ya-la, hi-ya-ho, hey, San Patricio, we'll never forget you, we'll always remember.
You just heard two songs about Mexican-American War. The first one was John Riley by the Paul McKenna Band. What you just heard was San Patricio Brigade by Black 47. It's the halfway mark, so I'm obligated to remind you that you are now listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Next up, we've got another historical song about the Irish fighting the English.
Oh,
That was Follow Me Up to Carlow by the Young Dubliners. It's about the defeat of English soldiers by Fic McHugh O'Byrne, one of the last Irish lords. That air that was sampled throughout was supposedly a marching tune for his pipers. Up next, we've got a eulogy for James Connolly by Black 47. This one goes out to my boy Maxwell Hostler.
Anymore.
That was James Conley by Black 47. Again, that one goes out to my boy Maxwell Hostler. Up next, we've got the Pirates of Three Rivers. This is a song from a Pittsburgh Irish punk band. Enjoy. That was the Pirates of Three Rivers. That one goes out to all my Pittsburgh listeners. I can't say the name of the band because I would be in trouble with the FCC, but it's on the website if you want to go check it out. Next up, we've got two Dropkick Murphys songs.
Nowhere too fast. He may have felt someone once by the sound of his call. Now he answers, but no one. head, wouldn't take a hand. That kindness was simple, but he couldn't understand.
See, it's hard to have faith in something so new when you're loyal to no one.
Those are two songs by the Dropkick Murphys. First one was Loyal to No One. Second one was The Hardest Mile. That's actually about a crime that was just solved recently around Philadelphia. 100-some years ago, about 50 Irish immigrants from Northern Ireland came to Philly to work on a railroad, and they were all murdered by their boss. Last song we've got, I hate to say it, but there's only one more. We've got South Australia by the Pogues. Enjoy.
I was born.
Hey, Hawaii.
That was one of my favorite songs by the Pogues. That was South Australia. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have today. I will now hand you over to the benevolent Roman Daniel. I will see you guys next week at noon. Have a good one.